told me to watch out for her. She's bad and she's bony. She's what I prefer.
Couple from Little Billy Lost right there. Magdalena, before that, World. Playing tonight with Perilous and 145. And here's your 145 on MFO.
Down to low and drive around.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. That was 145. She Couldn't Say No, and there, Let's Groove. Before that, off the Three Chords and a Cloud of Dust release.
We're grooving here.
What's going on, Dan?
WMFO.
Bootleg Dan.
In Medford, 91.5. Hey, I got some shows coming up. I'm going to talk a little bit about it. We're going to start next Friday night at the Burren. At early show, too. We start at 6 o'clock, 6:15 or so. We got Randy Black. He's doing a solo. Then we got Tad Overbaum and the Late Arrivals. Great band. This is one of the last shows they're going to be doing for a while. Tad said they're going to be going into the studio to do some recording. So come out and see them. And then the headliner, great band from Ithaca, New York, the Johnny Dowd Band. I've known Johnny for quite a while. He played here probably 30 years ago when I first moved to Boston. Great band. Johnny is a legend. He is originally from Oklahoma. I would compare him to Hank Sr. meets Johnny Thunders. Great songwriter. He's got a great band. And
then,
I haven't seen him in a
then
little. Then
this is the guy who should be interviewing him, you know.
Hey, you can't interview everybody, Brian. You know, what can I do? I gotta share the wealth here once in a while. But anyway, so Johnny, you know, he was in a great band from Ithaca, New York called the Neon Baptists. When I first saw him, probably in the late 80s, a good friend of mine, Bill Baldwin, went to college with him. And so, like I said, he has not been here for a long time. He goes over to Europe and sells out every room he plays. So hopefully we can get him to sell out the Burren. I mean, come on, guys. You know me. I know my music. So come on out and support Tad, Randy, and Johnny Dowd Band. And then I've got coming up, we got Johnny's also playing at the Worthing Attic with Simon Ritt and Kelly Knapp.
I love Simon.
And Teddy and the Haulers. That is on May 12th at the Worthing Attic at 4 to 7. So after that, I'm going to California to a wedding, so I'm not going to be around, but I'll be back.
Going to California on a big jet plane.
I will be back, and I got some great shows coming up here. Well, first of all, let me tell you, the Stones. I was down in Houston.
How'd that go?
Oh, the Stones were great. It was a great time, a great set list. Did three new songs. Mick sounded unbelievable. Looks great. Looks like he's 30. You know, well, I don't want to say he looks like he's 30. He's got the energy of a 30-year-old running around. I was down there with John Keegan and Ron, and we had a great time. It was a quick 24 hours in Houston. Well worth it. I can't wait to see the Stones again in about less than a month here at Gillette Stadium.
Were the Stones wearing cowboy hats?
The Stones were not wearing cowboy hats. Jagger was talking about going to NASA when he was in Houston, and they had been down there doing some rehearsing, and they sounded great. They were just in New Orleans.
Did they do Girl with Faraway Eyes?
They did not do Girl with Faraway Eyes.
That would be very, very fitting down there.
Nope, they did not do that. But I don't want to give it away, but they did some really good stuff, some classic stuff. So if you're a Stones fan, don't pass this up. You know, both Keith and Mick are 80 years old, and you never know. You know, they were saying that a long time ago. You never know. This might be the last time, but who knows? This may be their last
time. This could be the last time. This could be the last time. Maybe the last time. I don't know. Oh, no.
So, anyway, so the Stones. Hey, May 25th at the Square Root. This is going to be a kick show. We got the Midnight Creeps from Providence playing with the Classic Ruins and the Ball Busters. Great power pop punk rock show. Maybe not so much pop, but more punk.
Yeah, Ball Busters, rock show. They're punk.
Yeah. Classic Ruins. You can't beat them. I'm looking forward to that. The Midnight Creeps. Then I'm down in New York with the Damn. With my good friend Bob, who's sitting here, he picked up the tickets. We're going to see the Damn with The Dictators.
The Damned or the Damned?
The Damned.
Okay.
The Damned.
So it's a band I didn't know.
With the Dictators and Lenny Kaye. So that's going to be a great show. I'm looking forward to that. Where's that playing, Bob?
The Hammerstein.
Hammerstein, right.
Yeah.
So we're going to be at the Hammerstein.
West Side,
Manhattan. So that's just some of the stuff coming up. And again, lots of music coming our way for sure. I'll be down in New York with, like I said, Perilous on that Parkside Lounge. Our good buddy Kip put this one together with Bob. Bob's girlfriend is moving to Florida, so they're having a big party for her.
Hasta la vista, June 6th, Parkside Lounge, baby.
Parkside Lounge, be there.
Houston Street, New York City.
Also down there, same night at the Shrine. We got Fandango, NYC, and the Stigmatics. The great Stigmatics from Boston, Peter. So lots of things coming up. June 8th, Saturday, Square Root, Anderson Council. The amazing, the False Positives, and museum directors. So that's just some of the stuff coming up. And then they're playing at the Attic the next day with Cold Expectation and Ski Bunny. So plenty of shows. Bootleg Dad Presents. Follow me on the radio.
You're doing a good job, Dan.
Thank you. I'm having a lot of fun. Retirement couldn't be better. Take it away, Brian.
All right. You got me wanting to hear this Johnny Dowd. We got plenty of them in the system.
All right. Well, see, load it up.
This one's called Monkey Run on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Lays down a lot.
It's going to be a great show.
Hold on. Now you're on.
All right. Sorry about that. Hey, I want to see some people come out to see Johnny Dowd. Like I said, he hasn't played in Boston in a long time. He plays in Europe all the time, but he barely plays the States. So this is going to be a special show. Come on out. It's an early show. Get off your couch and come out and rock and roll. Tad Overbaum and the Late Arrivals. And again, he told me he's not going to be doing too many shows this summer, so it might be the last time you're going to see him until the fall. And then Randy Black is going to be opening the show around 6:15. So come on out at the Burren, Somerville, Davis Square. Do it. Rock.
Right on. I was going to play some Tad Overbaugh, but I had with him with the Kickbacks. We want to do Late Arrivals, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's his band.
Oh, no, 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 no. Tip My Girl.
Yeah, that's a good one. Go with that one.
Tad Overbaugh.
Overbaum.
Oh, is this not the right guy? It's got to be because it's a Late Arrivals. It's Tad Overbaugh.
Bomb. B-A-U-G. That's how I pronounce it, at least. That'd be my New York pronouncing. I don't know.
To me, it's Tad Overbaugh. But whatever. Here you go.
Before I did, just to make some money, just to try to get ahead. Well, I know you think she's pretty. Well, I think so too. Let me say that you ain't seen nothing, even though you've just seen everything.
Think that it's the bridge is never drawn down. We lob our stones up at the castle. They bounce off without a sound. The king is safe within his castle. No murmur will disturb. Our messages were sent to chamber. He acts as though he never heard them. The moat is deep and treacherous. The wall is tall and woe is us. The armies mined the countryside. The soldiers were our sons. Now we're not even sure if they're on our side. Said to represent us. He came back smiling from the castle, his pockets full of fresh green letters. The moat is deep and treacherous. The wall is tall and woe is us. The children are anesthetized. The soldiers were our sons. Now we're not even sure if they're on our
side. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, man, what happened to my... Here we go. And now that's not going. Ah, it doesn't matter. I'll figure it out. Anyways, that was Randy Black solo, which he's playing on the...
Playing at the
Burren
next Friday night.
Playing at the
Burren
next
with,
Friday night.
With Tad Overbaum and the Late Horrivals and Johnny Dowd Band.
All right.
Get there early. Randy is playing at 6:15.
Sounds good. I'm going to play something from 61 Ghost because I haven't in a while. And Joe Mazzari's a good pal of mine. And this one's from their latest Barstool Dreams, and it's the title track. And 1, 2, 3, go! Go! What did he do?
I'm just
Oh, Charlie, I'm the off guy, he's in here pressing stuff, and now that nothing's playing.
I'm just dreaming again. I'm just dreaming again.
I don't know if everyone
she
heard
that. She had burst to dreams. Ripped seams of jeans that reside on the floor. We're not on this bar stool. Dreams of walking out that door. Great plans for a great life lay rotting on the vine. Her only certain future is her next bottle of wine. Barstool dream, the kind that can come true. Barstool dream, it's time. Feet
on my dashboard. She kicked my mirror again. Sharp voices, long silence. Will our story end? Stormy nights, crashing words, and the road always bends. Sunrise and tears falling, drag me down again, drag me down again. Sunrise and tears falling, drag me down. Bad lovers, good memories make long-lasting friends. Nightmares free-falling in a slow descent. Bridges burning, rivers rising, no more need to contend. Temptations like anchors drag me down again, drag me down again. Temptations like anchors drag me down again. Swollen eyes, shattered dreams, every nerve stands on end. Vows of silence, half lies, no more need to defend. Lose the anger, lose the fear, no more need to pretend. One thing for certain, I'll be at your door again, and lift me up again. One thing for certain, temptations like anchors. Sun rising, tears falling, drag me down. Angry feet on my dashboard, she kicked my mirror again.
Oh, look at the time. I need another hour. I used to have a 3-hour show. It was for years and years, and they ripped it right out from under me. And but we will do the Boston Groupie News Report right after this. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Everybody else.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. And can you guys hear me? Because I'm not hearing anything. You can hear me? Okay. Something screwy here. Anyways, hopefully it will be fixed when I put it back on default for the next DJ. But, I'll just read it. You can hear me okay, huh? Who's she?
Cindy.
Oh.
Cindy from the Sins can hear
her. Oh, okay, great. Thank
Hi,
you.
Cindy.
Thank you, Cindy. Boston Groupie News Report. That's where I go to bostongroupienews.com. Tell you what's happening. Can you hear? Is my music bed playing? I don't hear that.
Yes, your music playing as well.
That's weird. What did Charlie do? Okay. Tonight, The Lights Out, Gretchen Shea in the Middle Eight, Brain, Kay, and the Parkway at Faces in Malden. 145, Little Billy Lost and Perilous are at the Square Root tonight. Taken by Vultures, Vinyl Release Celebration, Dead Low, Knife Tricks, and Super Beef do a free show at Thirsty First in Lowell. Tomorrow, The Chisel, Home Front are at the Middle East, all ages, 7 p.m. All kinds of other stuff here. I'll mention this, even though I'll probably mention it again next Saturday. Next Saturday, Somerville Porch Fest with Linnea's Garden and Happy Little Clouds. That's at 32 Stone Ave, Somerville, Union Square, 4 p.m. to 6. Somerville Porch Fest, next Saturday. And, yes, if they can hear my music bed, I'm going to put it up for a little bit while I look up something.
Yeah. the suburbs. You're cleaning up his house. You're moving back this summer. Gonna be your home. Don't know what's best for you. Can't tell you what to do. Don't know what's best for you. A stitch in my right, retouched and running all night. It's just a twitch of the eye, that pent up visceral fight. Living in hours too late, collective consciousness weight. Last calls and long after strain, enthrall and nothing all the words. You look perfect. Made for the stage, and I wish that I could leave and I could come back so I could be there. at the church of Michelle. How did it go? Monira said with a joke. Well, of course I went home. Of course I misspoke. Shining the hours to gold, unfolding mirrors in the dark, preserving character arcs, enthralling, waiting for the words. Come back, come back, come back. You were perfect, with your mouth open wide like a gate. Don't you know that you were made for the stage? And I wish that I could leave and I could come back, so I could be there in the day. Come back, 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 come back.
that brings us to the end of another great Crash Course for the Raven Show. Thank you very much, Perilous. And I'm going to play some, I meant to play them, TA-80. I can't find the new CD. I was looking everywhere, but I'll find it. I'll play something older by them, though, after this. We'll squeeze it in.
All right.
TA-80. And what did you have to say, Dan?
Hey, I want to thank Brian. Again, great show. I want to thank Perilous. Come all the way from Buffalo. Really, they came from Buffalo to rock Boston. We want to see people out tonight. Again, the lineup, 8:30, 8:45, 1:45. Paul Armstrong, Kick Butt Band. Next up, Little Billy Lost on Rock Garden Records. Great band. Love those guys. And to finish the night, Perilous from Buffalo. Let's hear it for Perilous. Yeah. Get off your couch. Come out and rock and roll with one of the best bands in New York.
Nice.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we've been listening to the last half hour. We started with Glider and Power Slut, Linnea's Garden, and the Stigmatics with Can't Make You Stop. I think the Lily Show is on next. Well, we will see. It's 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and it does look like I have some time for TA-80. Oh, first, Magic Room tonight is Bled Savlin and Grandma's in Rehab. Check it out, the Magic Room, magicroomnorwood.com, and get your tickets. And, get some TA-80. Until next time, see ya!